Thanks for tuning in to your Day Off Podcast, hosted by your boys, Corey and Tony.
I think by the end of today, I might have another best friend.
They're committed to making you fall in love with the hair industry, one podcast at a time.
You're going to grab a lot of information.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot.
Presented by Hairdistry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Your Day Off Podcast will begin after a word from our sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to your day off. My name is Corey, and of course, I'm sitting with my best friend, Tony. What's up, man?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing. New year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
You know, this is, I guess this is our second podcast of the new year, so it feels, it's exciting to kind of get back into it, and we, as we open up season seven, Tony.
Ooh, season seven?
What? Season seven. Isn't that crazy to think about?
That's,
it's been 6 years, but I guess our seventh season. I guess you don't count the first season. I don't know how that works.
I figured I'll be still your best friend after season seven. After season seven,
I mean,
you find temporary best friends, but I'm the only one here at the end of the season.
Maybe I'm just a 7 year itch or something. You know?
Yeah. Now you sound like my wife.
Yeah, she called. Yeah, dude, I can't believe it, man. It's actually kind of cool that you know, we call it season seven, but it's our sixth year doing this. I remember I'm gonna name drop. Sean, am I allowed to name drop for a sec?
Of course you can.
Okay, cool. So I remember in year one, and the reason that we started this podcast was a conversation that I had with our old dear friend before the podcast, Philip Wolf. And I remember like talking to Phil, and Phil was like, dude, you just wait till year five. This is going to be so cool in year five. So it's kind of cool that now we've just completed year five, you know, and like just to kind of see where we are as a podcast is pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, just the friendships, the relationships, just the people we've had on the podcast, just the education, it's all of it, the shows, the Presley Poem Friends, which we haven't got into, but that's about to take off soon. It's all of it. It's been mind-blowing.
It's been, I mean, it's crazy if we kind of think about it like that. You know, like we started with like this silly idea, and like we were hoping our wives would listen to it, you know, but much less that we could impact the industry as a whole. And, you know, I hate taking it like that we impacted the industry, but certainly we've brought people on that have had a big impact on the industry.
But just the friends, the friends that we've created that we can call if we need advice or a mentorship, you know, they're available.
Let me apologize to all of them because I use that a lot. I call our friends for mentorship all the time.
I apologize on his behalf too. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, like if you were to ever steal my phone, I'm going to go back 20 years, but you know, it's the greatest hairdresser Rolodex in the world. So I'm not suggesting anyone steal my phone, by the way. However, it is a nice hairdresser Rolodex.
But if you do, text me, I'll give you the password.
Yeah, right. Text him from my phone. He'll give you the password.
Hey, Tony, I can't get in my phone. What is it?
So crazy. So listen, it's the beginning of the year. It's the beginning of a new year. And you know, as we like to kick off our Januaries and Februaries, is that we like to talk about, you know, how we can goal set and how we can, what can we do moving forward to make this a successful year? And today on the podcast, we have our new friend, Shauna Murphy. And Shauna is with Style Smart VA. And she's going to, we're going to have some conversations about goal setting and all that kind of stuff. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful, brother.
Should we get in?
Let's do it.
Miss Shauna Murphy, welcome to your day off.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me. What a great opportunity to be here today.
It was great meeting you guys in Chicago.
Yes. You know, it just, those events happen so fast. So you just got to meet who you can meet.
Right.
And exactly. See what you can do with them. I think it's great.
Exactly. And I mean, speaking about friends, you know, another big shout out is to Mariah, Miss Pink Pewter, because she brought us up for that event. And it was a cool event. I really appreciated being there.
It was probably one of my favorite events that we've done, like gone to in the beauty industry. And I feel like the level of networking and the level of education was just, it was so high.
What you said it was your favorite. What made it your favorite?
I just felt like the information was really great. I felt like the value that the educators brought, the panels were great, being able to hear from you know, just different people at different levels that have owned businesses, that have been through it, who have been through it for more than just a few years, you know, who've made a career in the beauty industry at different veins. You know, our industry is so vast, and being able to connect with people and being able to like speak with the speakers after, I feel like you don't get that opportunity. And I think that that was great. And being able to like make those connections and being able to be a part of the podcast recording, that was also fun. So everything about it was just a great investment.
Yeah, I loved it too. I loved when there were so many young people at this event, which was great. And all the people that have, you know, years in the industry and being vulnerable and open and really sharing not only their success, but their mistakes and things like that. So it was just, yeah, it was beautiful all around.
Yeah. And that event that we're talking about it was called Beauty Gives Back. I think they changed the name of it. Mariah, I apologize if that's the case, but
Beauty with a Purpose.
Beauty with a Purpose. That's it. No, it's Beauty Gives Back now, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think they changed it like right after the event.
Right. So Beauty Gives Back is the name of the event. And certainly keep your eye open for that. Follow Mariah and Pink Pewter for that. It's just a very, very cool event. And like Shauna says, you're kind of in the room with difference makers, and it's really nice to be surrounded by difference makers. You know, I liked it a lot. It was very, very cool.
But it gave us the opportunity for us to connect, which was great.
That's it. Coming full circle. Yeah. As far as networking goes, because we met there. I think we met a little bit before, but we actually met and like went face to face there. And that was really cool.
Sam via hug, heart to heart.
Heart to heart.
Oh my gosh, yes. Sam via hug.
Heart to heart, man. Mr. Sam. Let's get into it. So what is first off, are you a hairstylist?
Yeah. So I'm actually in my salon right now. I own a small salon in Fort Worth, Texas with my business partner. And we started StyleSmart VA because we were in the thick of it doing hair and having to respond to all of our text messages and booking appointments and just starting to feel really overwhelmed by some of the tasks that a beauty professional has to do or an entrepreneur in the beauty industry has to do, especially when you're wanting to like grow and scale and provide your clients a high level of customer service. And so that's when we started working with our first virtual assistant. And so I still work behind the chair today, 3 days a week. And I still do hair. My hands are in hair every week with our clients, just like we are with our virtual assistants, making sure that they can help beauty professionals find relief from those tasks.
So how did you guys figure out that's kind of what you needed or what you wanted to go or the direction you wanted to go with?
So before I joined the beauty industry, I had done real estate for 8 years. So I specialized in property management, and I had managed anywhere between 200 single family homes to 600 single family homes. And when I worked in real estate, we used virtual assistants. We used them to run our applications, to handle work orders. And let me tell you something, nobody calls their property manager because they're happy and they're excited to pay rent. And so I felt really burnt out. And so I joined the beauty industry because I wanted to join the beauty industry when I was 18, but I didn't have the funds to, and my parents weren't going to pay for me to go to beauty school. And so I worked my way up to it and I made the move and it was great. And so I was able to take my experience from real estate and implement it into our business behind the chair. And I can tell you, having a virtual assistant has allowed us to do hair behind the chair, but also like build this entire like business that also provides support to the beauty industry and to the beauty entrepreneur.
So how are you? So what would be an example of how I would use a VA?
So we do we really try to focus on client communications, right? So when a client is texting you or reaching out to you on your phone number, my virtual assistant handles all of my client communication. She books appointments, she moves appointments. If a client is like, hey, what did you use on my hair? She will send them the link, our like affiliate link, so that they know what products that they're needing. And so they help handle all of the essentially it's the client experience. They handle that client experience outside of the chair in a way that is still personal, and that they're still getting taken care of, so that when they come into the salon, it feels the same. It's a consistency inside the salon and outside of the salon.
I love that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Is there a point where if they run into where they wanted to speak to someone, does it transfer over to a live?
So typically, I mean, our virtual assistants are real live human beings. And so you get like a dedicated virtual assistant that understands your business, that learns the ins and outs of your like systems, your softwares. They know where your automation begins and ends. And so, so somebody could call my phone right now and they could reach our virtual assistant. They would have a live person that can help them. If you reach out to us via like social media or DMs, they have a live person responding to them all the time. And so it's that human interaction that we need that AI kind of doesn't always offer for our clients, because we are a relational building like industry. And so we provide that link of the chain for when we are out of the salon.
I love that. Cause sometimes I'm trying to get a hold of somebody and it you know, you got this little chat box and it thinks it's answering my question, but it's not answering my question. And I'm trying to get through that so I can get to a live. I love the idea of having someone live so you can literally have a conversation with.
Yeah.
And well, I'll tell you, Tony, too, though, like I've talked to customer service reps, too, who I think they're answering my question. They're not answering.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But the beauty is because your virtual assistant works in your company and they are dedicated to your salon, you kind of get that more personalized customer service experience because they are in there. They know it. They understand the business.
So it's like there's so many, certainly suites that aren't, that don't have a receptionist anymore. It's kind of like, is it filling that, it's filling that role?
Yeah, it fills that gap. And, you know, as salons are starting to move a little more deskless, and then you have like independent artists, there's no way for us to put a front desk in our salon space right now. We're in a small shipping container. And so it provides solutions to modern problems.
Right. I like that. So does StyleSmart, does the virtual assistant use any software that you're using, or do you guys have your own proprietary software?
So we are building out our own like proprietary like software, but it's not necessarily where a salon would like use our software. They use the virtual assistant, and the virtual assistant goes in and works whatever softwares you currently have implemented into your business. So you're not having to like switch into a different software system to like have a virtual assistant. They just plug into play where you already need them.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's really brilliant. Actually, I like that a lot. Yeah. So, all right, well, let's kind of get into it. Like, you know, let's, how do you have a recommendation for goal setting? I mean, here we are at the beginning of the year and stuff. And like, it's certainly, I know we've kind of talked about like what our goals are for this year, but kind of how do you set that up, or what conversation is that?
I think that when you're talking and you're like looking at setting goals, you have to be realistic. First, you kind of look at like, what did we do this year, right? Like, what goals did we set for 2023? What goals were we able to accomplish? How much effort and energy did it take to hit those goals? And then with that information, I can make an estimated guess of like, what are my goals for this year? What can I realistically do? What high level goals can I set so that I can move the needle of my business forward, whatever that looks like? And so I think that when you have to kind of evaluate last year before you set your goals for this year, because you have to have a really good understanding of like, what did you do and how did you succeed and what goals did you maybe not hit that you need to hit this coming year?
And are we talking more like financial goals? Or are we talking about
I mean, it can be any goal. I feel like all of your goals should kind of be connected, right? Like if your goal is to build and like grow, then you should have a financial goal that is in that, in your pocket of goals.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense.
You really have to like take a look from like a 50,000 square foot view of your business. You can't look at it like right in your face, because then you miss a few things. So you have to really take a step back and evaluate what goals you did and then what goals for like next year. So you have to take a look at the big picture. Like whenever you set goals, I think if you're looking up too close, then you miss opportunities for other goals.
So, I mean, here's what I'm hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, like with your goal setting, it needs to be from a perspective of why we're setting these goals, as opposed to like, oh, I want to make, you know, whatever, $10,000 more this year. But, you know, again, kind of looking at it through the why do I need this? Why do I want this? Whether it's, you know, stuff I want at home, or whether I want to buy a new home, buy a new house or a car or something like that. Is that what I'm
If you can understand like why you're setting these goals and you can see the big picture, because maybe 10,000 isn't enough. I think that sometimes we underset our goals too small for like what the realistic big picture is of what we're wanting to do.
Yeah, I understand. I might take the conversation way off, but I have a client and she brings in to my shop probably, I don't know, 12,000-13,000 a year. And like, there's a part of me that wants to fire her, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, I don't want to like lose like, you know, $12,000 or $13,000 a year too. Yeah. You know? So anyways, I don't know where I was going with that, but it was the opposite of goal setting. It was the opposite of making more money.
You look at it right from a bigger picture and you're like, okay, so this money is going to come out of my pocket when I let this client go, or I open up their future to see another stylist. What do I have to do to fill that income, like to fill that gap? And when you're looking at it from a big picture, you can do that.
Oh, yeah, because
that means work a lot harder.
Oh, I would have to work a lot harder.
I know you would. I know the client you're talking about.
I definitely have to work a lot harder. Here's what happens is that she shows up to about every third of her appointments. Her appointment, so it's a pain in the butt. So anyways, I charge her for all the appointments she misses. So
I would look at it like, hey, I got a free day. I got a paid free day.
Yeah, but it sucks because sometimes, you know, I'll drive all the way to work to do her hair and she won't show up, you know, and then
just think of it. She just paid you to just drive to work and back.
Hey, fair enough.
There right? you go. It's all in the mindset.
As Ira would say, perspective is key.
That's right.
Perspective That's right. is key. You're absolutely right. But you're absolutely right. You know, so like I get paid three times every one appointment that I do, you know, aside from driving in. So, you know, yeah, whatever. I mean, most people would say fire her, but I'm like.
Ah. Right. But just have her talk to the VA instead of yourself.
Yeah. Well, she won't even talk to me. She's not talking to a VA. She'll call me an hour later and go, oh, sorry.
I missed it.
Yeah. So not even at an hour later, she's like, I'll be there. I'm coming. Whatever. The truth is that I actually really, really, really like this person, you know, which is at the end of the day, what it comes down to, you know, whatever. So, all right. So like, let's talk about your goals. What are your goals this year? What are the goals of Style Smart VA? And like how, cause your partner is Jackie, correct?
Correct.
Correct. So what have you guys set up? And I mean, we don't have to get into like I kind of want to get in the weeds, but I don't want to get into the personal stuff. Like what are your goals and what have the conversations been for you guys?
So our goal is really to help bring understanding in like how to use a virtual assistant to the beauty industry. What can you use them for? How can you offload things? And so our goal is really to help educate people and help them understand like how to delegate and how to put those into place. Because I feel like when you educate someone and they can understand like how to visually look at their company and be like, okay, I am running task 1, 2, 3, 4, and I can delegate these 5 tasks to somebody else. And you can help them understand that. You can help them understand the power of delegation, which then helps them understand like why is a virtual assistant so important. So our goal is really to help bring education to the beauty professional of to like look at your business, like we said, from that high level view, so that when you're making those plans. And so we've got some really good like goals for education this year that we want to like put out some, we've been working on some like new workbooks. We've been working on partnering with other coaching companies to help their clients understand like what that looks like. And so our goal is to really bring awareness and really bring awareness so that we can provide solutions to beauty industry professionals that really can use it and really need it.
It's interesting to me because it's like front end VA. And what I mean by that is like, it's the first line of communication with your clients or with your business. Let's call it what it is, your business. And then I certainly know that there's other VA systems out there that are helping you with the back end, you know, they're helping you with like setting stuff up or the emails and stuff like that. But this is really interesting to me because it's the front end stuff. It's the stuff that if you've been in the industry as long as Tony and I have, is the expectation as to what a salon service should look like, you know, from the time that I pick up the phone to the time that they leave, and it kind of takes care of that front end stuff. Certainly if we're going deskless or receptionistless thing. Can a VA get you a cup of coffee though? I don't know.
I mean, they can put your Starbucks order in.
That's right.
Booyah.
Listen, they can make it happen.
That's right.
Fair enough.
She got you.
I know. Well, you know, all jokes aside, there are a couple things that I miss about having a dedicated salon receptionist. And one of them is like, oh my God, can someone put a lunch order together? Like this is, you know, like when we worked in a salon and you know, it's when you work in a salon, you know, at least the salons that I worked in, it always had that kind of family feel. We always looked out for each other, you know, but now being in a suite and stuff, it's not, there's not that it's not friendly and family like, but there's not that like, hey, I'm going to look out for my homie by ordering a sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like, a little different. Yeah.
It's definitely a little bit different. And we, and you know, the place that I worked, receptionists tended to kind of like, you know, start those orders, whatever.
If you had a VA, you might be able to do that.
I mean, yeah, you just like text your VA your Chick-fil-A order, they'll have it delivered.
Bail.
They'll let you know, hey, what do you want for lunch today?
Dude, you got to put that on your goal setting this year.
That's right. Listen, I'm going to eat lunch every day at this time, lunch.
Or better yet, have them just look through your schedule and go like, oh, here's a time that they can eat lunch. And then, you know, have stuff delivered.
That's right.
That's we work with a girl named Alex, and Alex's husband does that. Like every time while she has a little bit of time, like there's lunch that just shows up and she's like, I don't know, I didn't order it. He just sends it. I go, that's like the best husband ever. I'm definitely not telling my wife about that.
Right.
You said I need to get me one of those husbands.
Right.
Hello. I tease her all the time. I'm like, dude, when's Brian gonna like send my lunch over? Right.
That's That's the new style smart hubby.
That's right.
I like that.
Our new feature. I'm gonna add it into our process.
That's right, man. That's so good, man.
So if I was curious about signing up with Style Smart or creating this relationship, you guys kind of go through the goals that I've set, or do you, I mean, how does goal setting apply to?
I feel like when you're goal setting, it helps you understand. I think that you have to have a goal set to understand, like, what are your action items? What do you have to do this year? And what do you have to do with a purpose? Because we can make goals, but if we don't look at it and be like, okay, I need to do to meet this goal this year to be $100,000 stylist, I need to bring in X amount of clients, which means I need to bring this many new clients. I need to retain this many guests. I need to sell this much. And so you kind of walk your goals back into actionable step items. And then you look at, okay, do I have to touch this to make this happen? Or can I offload it so that it's happening while I'm focusing on this other task? Right? Because not every task needs to be done by the business owner or the beauty professional, right? And it can be offloaded so that you can work on building out the information of the workbook, and the virtual assistant can be putting the information into the workbook, right? So like, you have to look at what are your action steps to like reach your goal. And that's going to be different for every goal, right? There's no one size fits all. And so our goal is to bring awareness to the beauty industry, right? So my responsibility is to put together the information that that beauty professionals need in a way that beauty professionals can understand it. And then I will pass it off to my virtual assistant and they can put it into the workbook form for me. Right. And so you kind of, you have to take goals into action steps and then with those action steps, figure out what do I have to do to move the needle forward and what can I offload so that somebody else can focus on these almost lower level items and I focus on the higher level items.
I like that. So what are some examples once you've done your goal setting and stuff, like what's some of the stuff that you can kind of like delegate out to a front end
offload.
Offload. So one of the things that we have done in our salon, so we have made a goal to hit a certain amount of new clients this year. We've had a ton of clients move away. And so we have our virtual assistant. She is sourcing leads for us through social media, right? Like that takes a lot of time to like go through. Oh, hey, let me respond to this person who is looking for a hairstylist. Okay. So that's just one piece of it, but then you have to do the follow-up. So for me, I can tell her exactly how I want this done. I want you to reach out to them. I want you to find them. I want you to comment. I want you to reach out to them. And then I want you to follow up with them 2 or 3 times. Because we kind of get lost in follow-up. A lot of times I feel like we drop the ball in like follow-up. So I delegate that to her. She can do that. She can handle that task. She can go through, she can find the people on Facebook that are looking for stylists in these groups and she can reach out to them. She can get them booked. If they don't get booked, she can follow up with them. And so it's just breaking down the process of each goal. And so then that becomes something that's trackable because she can say, hey, I reached out to 10 people. We booked 3 of them. Now it's a trackable thing, something that I can be like, okay, so now we have 3 people that goes towards this main goal.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. So like I had a client this morning, she's not a client yet. She goes, hey, I go to the gym with a client of yours. I love her hair, blah, blah, blah. And you know, like Corey said, we're in a suite. She wants to get in. I haven't replied yet because I got on my way here before the podcast, but could that be something that I could offload to a virtual assistant where they can totally take care of that client and then get them on the books?
Yeah. So my goal is to not have to like talk to my clients unless they're like sitting in my chair paying for my time. And so if somebody texts me like that, if they're texting my personal phone, first off, how did you get my personal phone number? But what I will do is I will screenshot it and I will send it to my virtual assistant and I'll be like, hey, reach out to them, get them booked. And then I will send a text message back to that person. Hey, thank you so much for reaching out. My virtual assistant is going to reach out to you and get you booked today. And so it just becomes something of just, hey, my virtual assistant's going to handle it. And then a lot of times our virtual assistants, we utilize like VoIP phones, so like Google Voice for a lot of our accounts so that our virtual assistant is getting that message before the salon owner even gets it. And they get it handled before the salon owner even knows that somebody has reached out to them.
I love that.
Yeah, that's
right. And like, you don't even have to tell them to do it. It's just something that they know to do and it's happening and you are focusing on these other things.
That's really good, man. That's really, really good. You know, that's definitely one of the things that we miss inside of a commission salon.
Yeah, it just releases a lot of stress from the salon owner or the suite owner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, and, you know, today's like our day off, so it would be like, you know, where the salon can't necessarily have a day off, but the people should be able to have days off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because people are reaching out all the time to get their hair done. And I feel like we live in a world of like instant gratification. So they want to book their appointment as quickly as possible. So if they can't get back to you within 24 hours, they may have already booked another salon somewhere else. So even on our days off, it's important to have somebody to help handle that client communication and that client experience.
That's really good.
I love it. You know? Yeah. I'm going to look into that because my phone's constantly blowing up.
So how do the contracts work? Right. So like how does my contract as a salon suite owner work with like StyleSmart? Like, am I paying like per phone call? Am I paying like,
we do like more of like an hourly. So, we typically for an independent artist, cause that's how we started. We're independent artists. We worked with our virtual assistant for like 7 hours a week. That was 1 hour a day. And then we just pay them an hourly rate and they do the work as it comes in. So I'm not paying somebody 1 hour a day to only work from 9 to 5 or from 9 to like 10. They're working throughout the day as the work comes in. And so it just depends on like, what is your workload? How busy are you as a stylist? But our like suite owners, they typically pay anywhere between $75 to $95 a week.
That's
and
good.
That, I mean, and it encumbers not just like the initial client communication. We do client follow up. We help with social media. So, you know, we really try to become a resource so that the business owner can take off those caps so they can focus on those activities that really move your business forward, that you can do those action steps that bring you to your goal, that get you closer to the goal that you set for yourself at the beginning of the year.
To me, I mean, it seems like a no-brainer because certainly, you know, not just talking about stress, but, you know, that $75 to $100, it could actually bring you in that business.
More money, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Think about like if you just miss out on one client, you know, like that client's going to bring you in more than, you know, $75 to that $100, per week. You know,
just one service. And it not only it brings it, just one service covers the cost. It brings you a lot less stress, brings you a lot more peace. It allows you to really focus on the things you need to focus on instead of all these other small things that really can distract you from growing your business.
Yeah. Absolutely.
These smaller tasks, sometimes these are what cause burnout for the beauty professional. Or these smaller tasks when you get off of work and you've worked 8, 9, 10 hours behind the chair and you still have to follow up with people. Like you still have to message them back because you can't not let them feel taken care of. They have to feel taken care of so that they come and they spend their money with you. And so if we can provide that like piece of relief for a beauty professional, then we have to. It is our job to do it.
That's really good. You know, you can write it off too.
Yes, write it off.
Like it's a write-off. I mean, it's literally like a write-off, you know, and I don't know how the taxes and stuff that work, but I guess going through a third party, like you're not going to have to pay, you know, the FICA tax and stuff like that.
They're like your contractor. They're a contractor. Yeah,
they're just, you know, exactly. It's like, you know, just paying someone to, you know, deliver something or something, yeah, you know.
1,000%.
Yeah. It seems like a no-brainer and like a lot less hassle with that. So Shauna, if let's say I have an issue with the VA that I'm working for, whatever it is, you know, like we're just not communicating, you know, I think we're all been in the industry long enough to know, like, you know, you just don't vibe with everybody, you know, maybe there's this vibe thing. Now, do I get in touch with Style Smart and kind of like, do you guys kind of handle that or what would be the appropriate, like, I don't want to say firing, but you know, like if we're just not vibing.
Just like we try to provide that service for our clients behind the chair, we try to provide that service to beauty professionals, right? Like we're not going to just, we don't want to just like be like, here's your virtual assistant, peace out. We want to make sure that you understand your virtual assistant. We do an onboarding with you to make sure that we understand your business, your virtual assistant understands your business. And then we try to follow up with you. Is this working? Is this the right fit? And if it's not the right fit, that's okay. We have other virtual assistants. Not everybody is going to be the right fit for everyone. And so it might just be a matter of like swapping out your virtual assistant for somebody who is a better fit for you. And, you know, we don't always get it right on the first like round of virtual assistant matching, but when we can typically learn from that first experience, okay, so maybe you want a virtual assistant with these skill sets versus this skill set, let's swap them out. And usually it works well.
That's pretty cool. And do you have like a, I don't really know how to set this up. Do you offer advice? Like, let's say like we've done like some goal setting for what our business is. And then are you capable of like offering advice? Like, oh, well, why don't you let us take care of X, Y, and Z? And that way you can do, you know,
these whatever, things.
B and C, right? Exactly.
Yeah. So we can do that. Our clients are able to schedule a meeting with us at any point that they want. And we can sit down and we can look at your business and we can see where are you struggling? Or even not struggling, where are you trying to go that you can offload certain things? So we can kind of help you understand like what tasks, and then we help you understand how to offload it. What is the best way to like offload a task? Because let me tell you, just being like, hey, can you handle this is not, it's not an effective way to offload a task. But so we help you understand like what softwares can you use? We utilize Loom to screen record, walk them through it, and then send it to them. I rarely have to hop on a call with a virtual assistant to like offload a task. I will literally run through it on my like laptop, and then I will send it to them and ask them if they have any questions. And so we kind of help. Our goal is to help business owners understand and identify those tasks that they can offload.
That's so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and like, and I'll be honest,
like a slacker.
I know, right?
You're not. You're just busy. You're a busy entrepreneur.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the truth, and here's what Tony was trying to say. I'll try to make it a little more eloquent. Is that you get to a certain point in your career where your motivations are different, right? Like you know, we've been in the industry for 30 years. The last thing that I want to do is go out there and slave for new clients. And I know that that's a big conversation in the industry, and I know that that's a lot of people are talking about that. But I think you just get to a point in your career where you're like, you know, I'm pretty satisfied with the clientele that I have, and you know, some will fill in, some will drop off, and some will fill in. But I'm not going to be super active in that. But I certainly know at 25 to 35 or longer, I was very much a part of that, right? Like I was very much a part of like, how can I get more people in the chair? How can I get more people?
Client hustle, baby.
The client hustle. Exactly. And there's nothing, there's no shade on that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I just think you get like, you get your 20 year clients and then, you know, like new ones fill in and old ones pop out. So it's just a different motivation for that. So is that what you were trying to say, Tony? Did I put words in your mouth?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's it. You know, you know, you just feel like a slacker because you're like, man, this just doesn't
work. I found my style smart.
Your focus is just somewhere else. It's literally just somewhere else. You've paid those dues. You've already paid them.
Yeah. Yeah. Those dues are expensive too. You know, emotionally expensive, you know?
Yeah, they are.
That's all very, very, very cool. And I'm glad that there's a, it's pretty cool to me too. Like, again, trying to have that like 50,000 foot, like, observation of it is that, you know, that you saw opportunity when, you know, when you know, one of the salon magazines is saying, hey, like, a deskless or receptionistless, salons are the future. Like you saw the opportunity to go, oh, well, here's an opportunity here. You know, here's an opportunity to help these.
It's kind of bittersweet because I'm like, all right, I'm gearing toward the end of my career, and then these great things pop up. And I'm like, only if I had that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you young bucks, you got to take advantage of this because you want to make your life as easy and as enjoyable, and if you can, you know, unload some of the stress, burnout bits. Do it. You know what I mean? It's well worth it because that $75 to $100 a week is chump change in comparison for your whole career.
Yeah. You know, and I would argue, and Shauna here, you can put this in your stuff, but like if there's something that is causing that stress, that's when it's time to look at like, can somebody else handle this task?
Yes, absolutely. You know,
and only eat the task that absolutely nobody else can do but yourself if it's giving you stress. If it gives you joy, I'd say don't.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Don't. What are we calling offload? Don't offload
it. Yeah. You know,
but if it's giving you stress, offload it.
I know? Have in one of my classes that I teach for the Commonwealth Collective, we teach a class in their like cohort, and we talk about how we have these tasks in our head that when we think about it, it like just, it's a stressor. Automatically, it stresses me out. I can think of those tasks just for myself where I'm like, okay, I know today I have these tasks that I have to do and it's stressing me out. So I'm just going to put it off. Those are the tasks that you offload.
What about firing a client? Can I offload those?
Yes, you can offload those. It's just a matter of putting it into words and letting the virtual assistant handle it. Like if we have a client that's running late, 15 minutes late, that's our cutoff. Our virtual assistant is going to call them and be like, hey, are you going to be here by this time? No. Okay. So unfortunately we're going to have to get your appointment rescheduled because the policy is XYZ. When is the best time we can get it rescheduled? Or we're going to be charging your card a cancellation fee because we can no longer service you at this time. Whatever that looks like for you in your business.
That's nice.
I love that.
That's worth $100.
Yeah.
That's worth that. You should get a tip on top of that firing.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, you know, your virtual assistant can do more than I think that we even understand, that, you know, as beauty professionals, like, right? Like, you don't even realize that they can do these things for you until you realize that they can do these things for you.
I want to be on your next coaching call when you're talking to your VAs and you're telling them how to fire a client.
Yeah.
You know, we just kill them with time. You know what we do is I tell them we're opening up an opportunity for their future to go somewhere else. It's an opportunity for them.
Oh, listen, this is not a word that I use at all, but dude, that's the bitchiest sentence ever.
But it is. This is an opportunity for you to seek out new stylists.
That's right.
Oh my God, you did! My heart hurts, and you're not even firing me. I don't think. One of those things is supposed to sound good, but really is like bitchy. Come on, Sean, you know it's true.
Mm.
That's funny. All right, Sean. So how can people find you? How can they locate you? How can they hire your Salon Smart Services? Services.
You can find us on Instagram, StyleSmartVA. You can find us on the web, StyleSmartVA.com. You can find us, just Google virtual front desk for salons. We should populate. But we can set up a time to do a discovery call and really talk to you about, like, what are your needs? What is your pain point in your business that you're trying to solve? What pain points are you feeling and experiencing that are stopping you from meeting your goals and taking the action steps that you need to do to, like, hit the goals that you set for yourself every year? And let's figure out how you can offload that to someone else so that you can focus on those major tasks.
I love that. Here's what I guarantee you, Shauna, is that moving forward, when I do the big gulp, I'm going to be thinking about you guys. And, like, is this something that can, like, that I can... What are we calling it? Offload?
Delegate.
Offload. So, you know, I suggest that anybody that's hearing this or listening to this, that if you have those pain points, that you reach out to StyleSmart VA and you see what kind of arrangements you can make to get those pain points gone, especially if they're a weekly pain point. Right?
I'm gonna get business cards made with StyleSmart VA with all their information on it. And then when my wife tries to offload on me, I'm gonna give her the card.
That's brilliant.
You're like, have my virtual assistant do it.
That's right.
Yeah, if we were just in person, that would be so great.
Honey, I love you. I'm just joking.
Yeah, he's just kidding. Wink, wink, smile, smile. I don't know. But, you know, whatever. Shauna, dude, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thanks for sharing this. And again, because it's the beginning of the year.
You opened up my, literally, you opened up my mind to a whole new avenue in the industry. And I love it.
Yeah, you'll be hearing from my VA later, Tony.
Right.
I appreciate you letting us come on and kind of talk about what we do and what we love to do and how we want to help the beauty professionals.
I love it. Like I said, I'm really intrigued by the front end of this, you know, of letting it, you know, someone else take over the front end of your business. That's awesome. It's been so much of the talk the last few
years. And we say this 1,000 times and it gets redundant sometimes, but anytime there's something out there that can elevate the industry or help the hairdresser or the barber out, you have a spot. So
yeah,
obviously this definitely does that and it fills that. And we really, really appreciate that you coming on.
Absolutely. So Miss Shauna Murphy from StyleSmart VA, thank you for hanging out with us and thank you very, very much for joining us on Your Day Off.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, share it with friends, give us a rating, and drop a review. To listen to all the latest podcasts, please subscribe from your favorite podcast outlet. And to stay connected on and off the show, you can follow us at Hairdistry on Instagram and all other social media platforms. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Peace and love.